Audio Depot.
And earlier in the show, Mino made the observation back in the late 80s, early 90s, Michael Irvin had a different voice than what you probably hear these days.
Yes, he spoke for a little bit in the first episode. I dug a little bit more and found some clips from his time at Miami through the early 90s. I'll play a little bit here. This is from 92, an interview he did after a game against the Falcons with Chris Mortensen.
And I talk with all the guys that was here during that time, and I try to show the young guys and try to express upon them what it was like. You know, you want to remember so you don't ever want to go back to it. I mean, that's the whole purpose of going out every day and working hard. And we worked hard and we've accomplished something tonight.
Definitely a higher voice.
It sounds like somebody pitched up Michael Irvin's. Like if you just take the fake Michael and you just raise it a few octaves.
He's just very up here, guys. I just love football and cocaine. I'm the playmaker.
So that was 92.
1992. And I'm like, okay, when did his voice change?
And he was done by 99, 2000.
Right.
And I found this audio circa 2000. NFL Films, Steve Staple interviewed the playmaker, and you hear his voice in the interview, and you also hear how he acted on the sideline probably sometime in the mid-90s.
Okay.
So maybe he's got a higher voice when he's doing interviews, but maybe when he's on the sideline, he actually sounds like himself,
okay,
the playmaker. So roll this.
He emotionally got guys ready to play.
The only way we're going to get what we want to get is everybody be held accountable. Get your damn job done today.
That's the playmaker.
We better run the whole game.
Fourth quarter come, I'm going to look you right in the eye and say, hey, boy, look here. I got a family to feed. Let's make these plays out of here.
Come on, man. I'm out here with you. I know what you're going through. I feel you. I know what they're going to do when we lose. I know they lynch us. We can't lose.
Michael Irvin used that.
Gosh, and Jerry sounds very high-pitched.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I remember Michael Irvin sounding when he's on the sideline and he's yelling. I don't think of him as...
And I talk with all the guys that was here during that time.
Sounding like this at all. So maybe sometime between 92 and... The interview there was in 2000 right after he retired.
So he was in his 30s at that point.
So that clip of him on the sideline, that's probably his last year, 99, we'd say?
I think somewhere around there. Was probably 96, 97 as well.
Okay.
There's three different ones.
And I wonder if it's just always when he's talking louder, if it gets deeper. But now...
Yeah. Is everybody be held accountable? Get your damn job done today!
Huh.
Or maybe he screams so much.
Show the young guys and try to express upon...
Maybe he screams so much, that's how his voice now sounds.
It could be.
But honestly, I think a lot of us, from our 20s to our 30s, our voice does deepen.
It does, or it at least changes. And you mentioned if you listen to old clips from the Musers or the Hardline, how different they sounded.
Or like,
yeah,
classic rant. You hear it all,
yeah,
with Corby,
yeah,
Davey and Gordo. Yeah. It's just part of growing,
yeah,
up. Now, I was out for the past few days, and you guys said you had some leftovers, so I will throw it to Monto. Is Monty says he's got some entree.
I do, Sean.
Is this leftover shrimp?
Sure. In a bag. Leftover
we don't
shrimp
do that.
In the styrofoam cup.
That's radioactive.
So I got a couple of pieces of audio here as the Little League World Series is winding down. I know you guys have
finally
been locked in.
Man, I'm just getting geared up for this thing, man.
Yeah, I know. I could tell
it's
by
almost
the man
over.
You added. But we are, we're winding down. Last weekend, we had the MLB game where they played a game, not at the actual Williamsport Field, but.
But that would be cool if they did.
Be amazing.
It was in Williamsport, yeah, just not at
the Little League.
The tiny field.
I think I would probably put some money on someone hitting a home run.
Yeah. Maybe the over.
If they played there.
Josh Young strikes out.
But we have this piece of audio from their kids cast, as they had to, of course, have a separate broadcast that was helmed by kids, and they go to they go down to the field to interview some people that are at the game. And at one point, they go to this Australian girl whose name is Monica Arturi. Mm. I think that's how you say her. Arturi. She's like 13 years old.
Yeah, let's.
This is the Little League World Series.
The Little League
Ham.
World Series on the kids cast.
Dump that.
So keep doing your comedy over there.
Sorry. I agree with Daddy.
Yeah.
So this 13-year-old girl is talking about her interaction with Shohei Ohtani. The 13-year-old girl talks about, you know, again, I think they go down to her thinking they're going to have a nice, you know, beautiful moment, you know, promoting Major League Baseball. And the 13-year-old girl talks about the negative interaction she had with Shohei Ohtani. Got me up here, perv.
Home run ball, you hit in a game you went to? What was that? Tell me that story.
So I went to LA back in 2023 to watch the Angels game in which Shohei Ohtani was still in Angels. And during that time, Kikuchi from Toronto Blue Jays was pitching. And then Ohtani was batting. And then he hit a home run into an area where the fans couldn't go. And then this guy got the ball and gave it to my brother. So the next day, we went to the VIP box at the front and I asked for his signature. But all he gave me was a side eye and, like, not a nice glance. So after that, like, I've never liked him ever since. He's not really humble. So, yeah, not my style. I'm like, yeah, so.
Okay, but at least a good hitter to have a similar match.
Yeah, so they were expecting just a little fluff piece for Shohei, and she's like, yeah, he kind of sucks.
Yeah, this dude, terrible.
Yeah, not very, don't really like him.
Crusher of dreams. And you know what? He probably made those bets.
And I think I cut it off there, but at the end she reminds everyone, by the way, I'm 13, just in case anyone has any jokes to make. I guess Ham didn't hear that part.
Yeah, it was in there somewhere.
I did not hear that part.
Kind of muffled.
Yeah.
Couldn't really tell. We are doing a Little League World Series audio depot.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset.
We also had this piece of audio, again, as the Little League World Series, audio just depot. Taking shots at Major League Baseball. This kid named Misha Lee, who goes by Moo.
Okay, that's cool.
Is a young Canadian kid, and he's not a big fan of Juan Soto.
Graphs or pictures you want to get of any players in specific?
I want to get Juan Soto.
Okay, all right. Juan Soto's a popular one. Misha, what about you? Juan Soto on your list as well?
He's kind of overrated.
He's
all right. Cal Raleigh.
Okay, all right. You take an autograph from anybody there, right?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Okay. These kids have attitude now.
I love it. Yeah.
Like, again, they're at the game, like, yeah, these guys suck. Yeah. Juan Soto, just stealing money.
He stinks.
Oh, he draws walks. Yeah, big okay. deal.
Can't run.
I love, yeah, just the Dylan, the argumentative teen.
And what's his defensive eye?
Yeah, he's probably like 35 years old, too. He probably lied about his age.
At least he wasn't slighted completely like the 13-year-old girl was, but right. He's still just, yeah, not good at a good fielder. Below average arm. Overrated. Yeah.
Not good. Just look at his baseball savant page. Yeah, not that good.
These kids that just say, yeah, Spare. Juan Soto's the best. I love him.
He's my leader. Yeah,
no,
this guy sucks.
The $700 million man and the $1 billion man are taking shots from Little Leaguers.
Oh, man. That was some good Little League World Series audio, Justin. From kids that are between the age of 8 to 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
Ham, just to clarify.